Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of November, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which is trading near the flat line, higher by about 0.15%, the benchmark indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a muted note. In the previous session, the Indian benchmark indices broke a two-day rally to end marginally lower in a volatile session, with the Nifty closing slightly below the 24,200 mark. Weakness in European and Asian markets weighed on the sentiment as key indices languished in the negative territory through the session despite a firm start. Markets moved in a range-bound manner with weak global cues after US President-elect Donald Trump announced a 25% tariff on all imports from Mexico and Canada and a 10% tariff on all imports from China starting from his first day in office on January 20, 2024. Also, investors were exercising caution and trimming their equity exposure ahead of the monthly expiry on Thursday. According to analysts, there is still a lot of apprehension among investors. However, FIIs returned to India, extending their buying streak for a second consecutive session as they bought equities worth about 1,157 crore. On the other hand, domestic institutional investors sold equities of 1,910 crore on the same day. On a technical basis, experts suggest that Nifty's consolidation is unfolding as expected post its rebound. Banking and IT remain the key drivers. However, for a decisive move above the 24,350 hurdle, the participation from other heavyweight sectors will be required. Traders are actually advised to stay selective, using dips to accumulate quality stocks as long as the Nifty holds above the 23,800 level. Let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Vedanta is set to invest about $2 billion in Saudi Arabia to establish copper processing facilities, marking a major boost for the kingdom's ambitions to become a global hub for mining and metals. Shares of Wipro will likely be in focus after the IT services player secured a four-year contract extension with an Italy-based company that is a global leader in automotive solutions. This contract is valued at about $100 million. Kotak Bank shares will be in focus as the Competition Commission of India approved the bank's proposal to acquire Standard Chartered Bank's unsecured personal loan book. Let's shift focus towards global markets and take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street stocks, led by the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq, ended higher on Tuesday as technology stocks rebounded, while investors digested President-elect Donald Trump's tariff promises on top trade partners and the latest minutes from the Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 0.28%, the S&P 500 gained about 0.57%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. The US dollar steadied against its major peers on Wednesday morning as investors continued to take stocks of the tariff pledges. The dollar hovered around the 106.83 mark. Asian markets were trading lower in early Wednesday trade, with Japan's Nikkei 225 down about 0.3%, while the broad-based Topix index was also down roughly the same amount. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, Taiwan's benchmark, and South Korea's Kospi were also in the red zone. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Shriram Ramdas, Vice President and Green Portfolio. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
Irrespective of FIIs, DIIs, FDIs, DI, whatever is coming into the market, if the earnings are poor, markets should do poorly. This is nothing new. So large caps, if you see, if you take Nifty 50 as a proxy for large cap, and if you see, look at the banks, which is 20% of Nifty 50. Banks, the asset quality is slipping. There's only a limited number of banks that's doing well. And especially the NBFC side, the asset quality is dropped. In unsecured lending space, people are not able to pay back the loans that they've taken in good times. And on the IT side, IT is on a game on its own. Small IT companies are doing well because they're able to adapt to AI that steer the small boat that they have. But the large IT companies, they have a mothership to steer and they can't steer it because they're also engrossed in the traditional businesses that is difficult for them to adapt to what AI is doing to them. And thirdly, on FMCG, like Hindustan Unilever, Nestle and all these companies, they're seeing almost degrowth, 1%, 2% growth. People are steering from them to the new players that's coming into the market. So that's what's happening with earnings. And otherwise also, since we have a higher base that we're comparing to, because if you see Q2 of FY24, commodity prices were dropping, margins were higher, and now it's normalized. So earnings disappointment is continuing, and that's reflecting the markets. And FIIs, of course, is just a small reason, because they fled the market because the dollar was rising back to the US. Now they're coming back. So I believe we should see further correction in the large caps. Lastly, what I want to mention is, see, that's exactly what I want to say, that large caps are doing poorly. But if you see specific stocks, I'm not going to say that entire market is falling. Entire market is not falling. Our portfolio is up by 3% in the last quarter, from October 1st to November 25th. We're up by 3% when market is down by 6%. So the market is not falling. The indexes, the large caps are mainly falling. Like if you take the mid cap index or the small cap index or the Nifty 50, whatever index, hence Sensex you take, that's falling. But specific stocks are doing very well.
That's all from us today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Have a great trading day ahead, and we will catch you tomorrow at the exact same time.